strange things happen on the internet and over the phone lines. We're trying to get hold of Mitch. Hopefully we've got Mitchell. Mitchell, are you there?
I'm here.
That's good. Yeah, your phone does some really strange things. Sometimes it...
Todd was just telling me all about it and stuff. It is a messed up thing. But what I did is I just called him. So from now on, if he can't get me up, just call him.
You got my email, I hope.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I sent you the phone number to use, but anyway.
Oh, okay. So Todd got through. Oh, he called me on his cell phone and got through for some reason. I don't know. Anyways, it is Memorial Day, so I'd like to start off by saying that, I spent the day remembering all my family that have died in wars, because there's a lot of them, and 28 years in the Army, all my friends who died in some third world shithole and didn't make it home. Okay, I want to remember them. And then for everybody in the audience, I want to honor your family members and your friends who perished in war also. Okay.
I'd like to second that 100%.
Okay, so today I'd like to start out. What I want to do is I want to juxtapose two speeches, several speeches next to each other, because the narrative here in the West is that Russia and Putin are pure evil, and Biden is, and the United States is a beacon of light in the world, of goodness and stuff, okay? So let's let these two leaders speak and make up the mind for yourself. So let me start with Putin's speech at the Valdai Discussion Forum. Okay, we look in amazement at the procession underway in the countries which have traditionally looked at as the standard bearers of progress. Of course, the social and cultural shocks that are taking place in the United States and Western Europe are none of our business. We are keeping out of this. Basically, Russia doesn't want to tell us to do or how to live. That's not their business, okay? So, to continue, some people in the West believe that an aggressive elimination of entire pages of their own history, reverse discrimination against the majority in the interests of a minority, and the demand to give up the traditional notions of mother, father, family, and even gender. They believe that all of these are mileposts on the path towards social renewal. The advocates of so-called social progress believe that they are introducing humanity to some kind of new and better consciousness. Godspeed. Hoist the flags, as we say. Go right ahead. The only thing I want to say now is that their prescriptions are not new at all. It may come as a surprise to some people, but Russia has been there already. After the 1917 revolution, the Bolsheviks, relying on the dogmas of Marx and Engels, also said that they would change existing ways and customs, and not just political and economic ones, but the very notion of human morality and the foundations of a healthy society. The destruction of age-old values, religion, and relations between people, up to and including total rejection of family. We had that too. Encouragement to inform on loved ones. All of this was proclaimed progress, and by the way, was widely supported around the world back then and was quite fashionable. Same as today. The fight for equality and against discrimination has turned into an aggressive dogmatism bordering on absurdity. When the works of great authors of the past, such as Shakespeare, are no longer taught in schools or universities because their ideas are believed to be backwards. The classics are declared backward and ignorant of the importance of gender or race. In Hollywood, memos are distributed about proper storytelling and how many characters of what color and gender should be in a movie. This is even worse than the agitprop department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Countering acts of racism is a necessary and noble cause, but the new cancel culture has turned it into reverse discrimination that is reverse racism. The obsessive emphasis on race is further dividing people, when the real fighters for civil rights dream precisely about erasing differences and refusing to divide people by skin color. I specifically asked my colleagues to find the following quote from Martin Luther King. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by their character. This is the full value. However, things are turning out differently there. By By the way, the absolute majority of Russian people do not think that the color of a person's skin or their gender is an important matter. Each of us is a human being. This is what matters. In a number of Western countries, the debate over men's and women's rights has turned into a perfect phantasmagoria. Zealots of these new approaches even go so far as to want to abolish these concepts altogether. Anyone who dares mention that men and women actually exist, which is a biological fact, risks being ostracized. Parent number one and parent number two, birthing parent instead of mother, and human milk repressing breast milk because it might upset the people who are unsure about their own gender. I repeat, this is nothing new. In the 1920s, the so-called Soviet culture draggers also invented some new speak, believing that they were creating a new consciousness and changing values that way. Not to mention some truly monstrous things when children are taught from an early age that a boy can easily become a girl and vice versa. That is, the teachers actually impose on them choice we all supposedly have. They do so while shutting the parents out of the process and forcing them now, when the world is going through structural disruption, the importance of reasonable conservatism and a foundation for a political course has skyrocketed, precisely because of the multiplying risks and dangers and the fragility of the reality around us. Okay, so now let me read you from Biden's speech at Howard University on May 13th. Howard University is an all-black university. So he says...
Hold on, dear friends.
Go ahead.
This is not Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden reading. Okay, these are his writings.
Okay,
just keep that in mind. And go read a little slower because these are all really important words. Go ahead.
Okay, white supremacy is the single most dangerous terrorist threat in our homeland. You represent the future of America, a future with the opportunity to put the strength of our diversity at the center of American life. Okay, now I want to read you another Biden speech. This is on Transgender Day, March 31st. Quote, my administration remains deeply committed to strengthening the rights of LGBTQI plus Americans. People plus means pedophiles. They have rights now, including transgender service members to once again serve proudly and openly to our military, improved resources to support the mental health of transgender kids and their families. I've directed my team to coordinate across the federal government to combat violence against transgender people and advance equality. I continue to urge state leaders to combat the wave of discriminatory state laws targeting young transgender Americans. Legislation that hurts young people who are not hurting anyone. Okay, so this is Putin versus Biden. Okay, what do you think? You know, so from these speeches alone, it looks clear that Putin supports Christ and morality. Biden is clearly speaking for Satan and immorality. The war in Ukraine has two sides, the side of God and decency and the side of Satan and indecency. Everything that is happening in the world right now is a clear and obvious war between God and Satan. Satan is clearly going to lose in the end, but the West is champion Satan's agenda. The West is getting ready to fall. Can the Republicans save us? They are also on Satan's side. You can tell because they take no real action to stop it. Remember, Republicans in the House of Representatives now, all of them were voted in three rigged elections in 2018, 2020, and 2022. In 2018, Democrats captured the House with an extremely unlikely 41 gained seats. And 2024 might be a little harder to cheat in, but Republicans who got elected in the past three rigged elections are in office by dint of rigged elections themselves and don't really have any motivation to press for free and fair elections because the rigged election got them elected. So why would they fight it? Okay, these congressmen have no loyalty to the Constitution, to the Bill of Rights, and the American people are not even any kind of priority. These people think they are movie stars, and they really do not care what you think. Republicans are woke people who act like conservatives just for entertainment. If you watch congressional hearings, they act real tough on government officials that they question, even saying that they need to be impeached or resign. Impeachment is an empty threat since it has to be tried in the Senate where they will never be convicted of anything. This is why if you watch congressional hearings, the officials being questioned will never actually answer a question. This is because government officials know that they, in fact, are not accountable to Congress, the Constitution, the American nation, the American people, or even the law. They can act with impunity because, in fact, Democrat and woke officials, in fact, have impunity. They are only answerable to Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and Satan. The word impunity means the ability to act with exemptions from punishment, losses, or other negative consequences. Clearly, this describes woke Democrat politicians and officials. We can all clearly see that. Not even citizens' votes can deliver negative consequences because the United States of America does not have free and fair elections. We live in a dictatorship of a small group of untouchable woke oligarchs. So let me ask you this, Americans. Would you really honestly vote for a demented pedophile to be president? If Biden got elected fairly, then America is willfully Sodom and Gomorrah, and by the grace of God, maybe it will so soon end. I do not want to live in a pedophile nation. Pedophiles are the worst humans that exist, and I cannot tolerate or accept them under any circumstances. They destroy innocent lives forever. They do not deserve to even live among us. That we would even stay silent about this condemns us to hell. Hell is coming, and rightfully so. Even the worst criminals in prison will quickly kill any pedophiles they find out about. When I worked in the county jail, we had a separate lockdown for pedophiles and sex offenders. When we had a psychotic prisoners that could be easily triggered into violence, they have to be housed with the pedophiles because they do not agitate others because they already know that they are walking on thin ice. There's simply no middle ground. We all must choose. We can be comfortable now and perish in the war to come for us, or we can stand our ground and simply not accept all of the evil. You cannot ever compromise with Satan because he owns you if you do. You can't serve both God and mammon. It is very satisfying to see Americans finally boycotting things. Who will know you are boycotting? Boycotting is not against the law. You can see that Bud Light lost over $15 billion, and removing the tranny from the can has not fooled anyone. They are boycotting a woke company, not a type of beer. The same with Target and their child sex.
Hold on before you get to Target. Kohl's, K-O-H-L apostrophe S, is another major mall tenant store. And they've tried to pull the woke bullshit, too, and now they're getting their butts kicked. But Bud Light is now $2.99 for an 18-pack. $2.99 for an 18-pack.
Well, I saw a video where they couldn't even give it away. People wouldn't even take it if it was free.
This is a very encouraging example of people power. But look,
yes.
All we can do is boycott. We can't go to the election ballot box anymore. We know that. We can only vote with our dollars. And thank God people are doing it. This is very instructive. And this has probably caught the globalist elite a little bit off guard. I mean, they're really shutting these... Tell us more about Target.
Okay,
Target,
well, the same with Target
days.
And their child sex grooming campaign. Boycotts have cost them $9 billion already. Target's marketing combines transgenderism with open Satanism. These have satanic. It even says Satan on these designs. How can we stand this? Please
Quit
voting for these people. Yes.
Mitch, hold on. I think we've all seen, or most of us who pay attention, have seen the displays that Target puts. And it's right in the front. When you come in, you'll see it. It's right where the merchandising center of the store begins, right there. And it's got this big rainbow thing, and it's got four or five little mannequins with little faggot outfits or whatever they're selling for kids and other accessories. It is beyond despicable. This has nothing to do with reflecting what the market wants. This is mass programming and mind control. That's what it is. Believe it. They're shoving it down our throats. Okay?
I even saw a Levi's commercial today, and the Levi's commercial had a transgender man and a transgender woman in it.
They're all
folding. It was disgusting.
They're going along with it. I think they're being threatened. You want to keep status in the marketplace? You'll play ball. Do the woke thing. They're all doing it. There was one company that refused, and I can't remember, I'm sorry, which one. But only one have I seen that said, hell no, no chance. They're all going along with it.
Damn. Don't these people have kids? Don't they have nephews and nieces? What's wrong with these people? How can we stand this? Please quit voting for these people and this narrative by not voting with your cash for anyone who pushes this transgender evil. Do you like baseball? Why would you support it when the Dodgers ask anti-Christian transgender troupe called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to perform for Pride Month? It really should be called Shame Month, and we need to give up watching National League sports until they clean up their act, okay? Folks, there is absolutely no law against boycotting, so why haven't we done it? Please grow some dignity and integrity and refuse to spend your money on any woke cause, person, or business, or product, I should say. This power you have, you will not have it for long, because when we switch to digital currency and social credit scores, they will be able to identify who is boycotting what and punish you for it, okay? So use that right while you can, because it's going to go away too. Okay.
Right.
Then we'll have no power at all.
None. Very few of the that I've seen. I guess they're afraid of the professional baseball players are standing up talking about this. I think many of you saw the L.A. Dodger outrageous, disgusting tranny, whatever the hell it was. It was a so-called satire on Jesus and Mary. It was just, how can these people do that? Not the tranny actors, the Dodgers. How can they do that when they're relying on people for the hundreds of millions of dollars that they make every year? I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. They'd have to have been ordered to do it. It would seem. Why would you destroy your franchise? Why?
Everybody is. I mean, I just want to point out, some people may think that I am anti-American, but I want to point something out. The government of the United States is anti-American. I'm not against Americans. I'm against these people. Okay, they're destroying our country. They're destroying our freedom, our liberty, and they're taking our lives. Okay, they're taking our property. So I'm not anti-American. I'm anti-communist, anti-Marxist, anti-woke. So just to be perfectly clear on that. Okay. So let me get into some NATO war. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. If we can get anything out of this boycott and the success it's having, at least in terms of the dollar damages it's doing, it would suggest that the majority of Americans still feel, as you and I do and most of you listening do, they don't accept it. They will not accept it. And they're saying to hell with it. So that's good news. That's actually the most encouraging thing I've
seen. It is. It's the best news I've heard in 2 years.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yep, I agree.
We have in our ability. You know, we can bring them all down, okay? We can do it by not just stop buying their stuff, you know? Right.
Stop. I've been putting boycott in some of the headlines on the site just to make sure people understand that they have that option. Just to remind them, you can boycott. Do it.
Oh, yes, you can. So let me get on with some
friends. This is your last chance.
Yeah, you got to do it, you know. So let me get into some NATO war plans now, because everything's going very fast over there now, okay? Last week we had the G7 summit in Hiroshima, Japan. Japanese protesters complained that the United States and Japan are trying to start a war of aggression with China. They feel that America's war on China and Russia will be a nuclear war, and they are very upset that this bellicose woke group is meeting in Hiroshima, of all places. The fact that they are holding a summit to start a nuclear war in a place that was wiped out by a nuclear weapon, a nuclear war, the protesters felt was extremely obscene. NATO is opening an office in Tokyo. So poor Japan is not looking after its own interests because they are going to be nuked much worse this time. Also, Japan's main trading partner is China, and Japan gets its energy from Russia. At the meeting, Biden put Japan officially within our nuclear umbrella. This was nothing new. They've always been under it. Since World War II, they've been under our nuclear umbrella. Okay. So General David Petraeus says that the United States needs to get ready for a conventional war with Russia. The Russian people want this. They want it. He doesn't say so. They do want it. They are so angry at the United States that they desperately want an opportunity to fight us. We are not as motivated as they are, let's put it that way. Russians saw the military vehicles used on the raid into Belgorod, Russia, were armored vehicles that the USA gave Ukraine. They accept that we are a party to the war, and that proved it to them. The old demented pedophile Biden wants to freeze the Ukraine conflict. They discussed options for a long-term freeze like the Korea, where the American troops will be stationed perpetually in Ukraine, just like Korea. We have had American troops stationed in Korea for 78 years now. My father got called back into the Navy for the Korean War. He was World War II veteran. He got called back for the Korean War. I was stationed in the Army in Korea 1972 to 74. My son was stationed in Korea in the Army 2013 to 2014. That is three generations of my family alone that has served in Korea. This is completely unacceptable to Russia, and Putin has said such a scenario would in fact be an existential threat to Russia. That means nuclear war if they have to. It just goes to show that our government intends to keep us in a perpetual war, both for profit and as perpetual crisis used to oppress American citizens with restrictions and control. You see, in war, we are all supposed to support the state and obey them. As a matter of fact, once war is declared by Congress, what I'm saying now will be a felony. Jane Fonda, who this week called for all straight white males to be imprisoned and previously said all conservatives should be murdered, was not jailed for supporting the Vietnamese communists because Congress did not declare a war on North Vietnam. Congress did declare...
What happens if somebody of her stature, and I use the term loosely, stands up and said that the same thing about blacks or Latinos? What happens? Coast to coast, page,
she would
lead story,
definitely
whatever.
Be canceled. That she can't say stuff like that. She can only say what she's allowed to say by the woke mob, okay? Yep. So Congress did declare a war on terrorism.
Somebody of her stature, and I use the term loosely, stands up and said that the same thing about blacks or Latinos. What happens? Coast to coast, page,
she would
lead story,
definitely
whatever.
Be canceled. That she can't say stuff like that. She can only say what she's allowed to say by the woke mob, okay? Yep. So Congress did declare a war on terrorism by blowing up the Twin Towers and blaming it on Islamists in 2001. But the true purpose was to make the same declaration of war against terrorism apply to white people. It was a seamless bait and switch that a president with a Muslim father who attended Muslim schools in Indonesia, President Obama, pulled on the American people. So you see, you understand that declaration of war means everything. Jane Fonda sat on an anti-aircraft gun and fired it, but she couldn't be charged with a crime because Congress didn't declare war. So you understand that by declaring war on terrorism, because that's what they declared war on, was terrorism. They didn't declare war on Islamists. They declared war on terrorism. So now, if you speak in favor of white supremacy or white people at all, okay, technically they can throw you in jail, because white supremacists are terrorists, and white terrorists, and you're a white terrorist if you don't agree with all the woke anti-white stuff, you're a terrorist. So if you try to speak in favor of white people, that makes you a criminal. Do you understand this? It's that declaration of war against terrorism is what they use to turn white people into criminals, and there's no way you can defend yourself because it's a crime to defend yourself. Okay, so this is a sneaky thing they pulled on us. This, folks, in diplomatic terms. I'm sorry, I got lost here. So Biden's concept is to have a ceasefire that is included, setting potential lines that the Ukraine and Russia would agree not to cross, but which would not have to be official borders. A so-called frozen conflict in which neither side is declared victor, nor do they agree that the war is over. This is what the allies would accept. However, Zelensky and the Europeans are actually against this harebrained delusional idea. On May 28th, the Russian government called in the U.S. ambassador to Russia to make a formal diplomatic complaint. I wonder why nobody heard about this. The Russians emphasized that the hostile actions of the United States, which has long been a party to the conflict, plunged Russian-American relations into a deep and dangerous crisis, fraught with unpredictable consequences, nuclear war. It is high time that any form of aggression against Russia will be met with the most serious consequences. This, folk, in diplomatic terms, was a Russian ultimatum to America. This is what they tell you before they're going to nuke us, okay? The old pedophile Biden responded by crossing another red line, by allowing end users in Europe to transfer their F-16s to Ukraine. Our government hates us and wants us all dead. This war will be in Syria also. Biden has put more troops into Syria, building 24 new bases in Syria, a nation that has not given us permission to be there and which the UN has not authorized military action. Why are we there? ISIS was defeated 4 years ago. This Russia sees when the U.S. occupies a country we never leave. This makes a frozen conflict in Ukraine look like a very bad idea for Russia, a very bad deal for them. What America is doing in Syria,
it's intolerable.
Yeah.
We can't do it.
What America is doing in Syria is exactly the same as what Russia is doing in Ukraine. Due to Orwellian doublethink, Americans are unable to see the hypocrisy. In addition, Turkey's Erdogan directly accused Biden of ordering him to be overthrown. He said this last week. This, plus the history of American perfidy on every promise, treaty, or deal they make. Russia cannot trust anything we say. I can't trust anything the government says. How can they even have negotiation with proven liars? Meanwhile, the Western press is making hay about Russia placing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus as if something is wrong with doing so, while the U.S. has placed nuclear weapons in Belgium, Germany, Italy, and Greece. They are trying to build a case that Russia will use nukes in Ukraine. Their intimation is that they move these tactical nukes into Belarus so that they could use it in Ukraine, which is not true in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Let me tell you our narrative. Russia, if they are under too much pressure, will use nukes in Ukraine. Within a week, Ukraine will start its counteroffensive in Zaporizhia. Our media will report on the glorious success of the counteroffensive, reporting that the Ukrainians are kicking ass. We already do that. Last week, we reported that a Russian warship was sunk in the Black Sea by a drone boat. This did not happen. The drone boat was blown out of the water, and the Russian ship was not sunk. Then we will set off a nuke in Zaporizhia and say that the Russians set it out of desperation.
Okay.
The Russians are not desperate people. The government of the United States is, in fact, desperate. We will use that as an excuse to invade Western Ukraine with U.S., U.K., and Polish NATO troops to occupy it and set up a no-fly zone, therefore our frozen conflict. This prompted Dmitry Medvedev, who can order nuclear weapons free, just like Putin can. There are only two who can. Let me dwell on this a little bit more. In the United States, the president decides whether we'll have weapons free or not. Yeah, and it goes a little bit further. He has to authorize any nuclear attack. In Russia, Putin or Medvedev, either one, can give a weapons-free thing. And then the one who decides what to shoot and where is down to the battalion commander. Okay. So they're a little bit more flexible on nuclear war than we are. On May 26, Medvedev said, and I quote, "If the West supplies Ukraine with a nuclear weapon," and here he's talking about the nuke for the false flag, "Russia will perform a preemptive nuclear attack. The West is not fully understanding Putin's readiness to start nuclear Armageddon. The war has escalated further with Ukraine receiving warplanes such as F-16s and maybe even nuclear weapons." Russia already knows we have at least one in Ukraine. "If it comes to delivery of a nuclear weapon to Ukraine, a preemptive strike will have to be carried out, The West still fails to grasp this and wrongly believes that Putin will never pull the nuclear trigger. The only thing that matters is that the guy with dementia is not really elected." Okay, so once again, the U.S., if the U.S. sets off a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, at that very second, an all-out nuclear attack on the U.S. and NATO will commence. There will be no further discussion. There will be no piddly-diddling around. They'll just push the button. The U.S. wants us to believe the Russians are losing in Ukraine, and that is the biggest lie they could possibly tell us. Do not listen to any crap that they tell you. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Zelensky last week, "The Russians are dying. It's the best money we have ever spent." Ukraine released this video of Graham saying this. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham. Absurd? The United States does this all the time. It's called extraterritoriality of law. This makes Americans subject to American law no matter where in the world they are. Okay. Russian lawmaker Andrei Guruyov has called on Russia to fire missiles at Alaska and flatten it, for what Graham said. He said, "There are Russian missiles close to the United States that are quite capable of scouring Alaska to the ground." Alaska, by the way, is only a quarter of a mile from the United States. A lot of people are unaware of that. They don't realize that Russia is a direct neighbor of ours. The Russian people
Run that by me again. Alaska is only a quarter of a mile from the United States?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, there's in the Bering Strait, there's two islands across from each other, Little Diomede Island and Big Diomede Island. Right. Okay. They're only a quarter of a mile apart. One's in Russia, one's in the United States. So Russia is only a quarter of a mile away from the United States,
okay,
from U.S. territory.
Okay. I got it. Not the mainland, the island. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So they are next-door neighbors, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. The Russian people are learning to hate us, which will make nuking us much more palatable to them. Okay.
Palatable. Yes, totally.
Yep. Yep.
And by the way, we should mention that Russia has a massive civil defense program. We have nothing.
Massive, yeah.
Nothing. They can put virtually everybody in Moscow in nuclear fallout shelters, bomb shelters, within 45 minutes. They can get everybody in. And they've built a whole bunch of new ones in the last year or two. They're building right now. They're constantly...
Oh, yeah. And they're stocking with food, water, medicines, all that kind of stuff. They have enough for 80% of their population. Keep in mind that 100% don't need bomb shelters because some people live so remote that it's not going to matter. Yeah, right. So, as a conclusion, the West pushes DEI home, where people are put into leadership roles based on their identity alone without regard to merit. DEI, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion, the official policy of the United States, is an admission that people of color, LGBT, and feminists cannot fairly compete with straight white males even after 55 years of affirmative action failed to create equity. In other words, equality of opportunity can never achieve equity, so white people have to eat shit so others can get away what they can get. Okay, we now have a DEI government, and it is the worst government that we have ever had. They are failing at everything they do. So what is happening in international affairs? A mirror of our DEI policies. The White West policies are actually intended to argue that the West is not any longer white, so these woke elites can argue that they could still be in charge, these white woke elites. It's because they now are in and not in white countries anymore. It is an argument that the rest of the world is not buying. You see, they are the real thing, and the Global South does not want the old colonial West to rule them anymore. Period. No other discussion needed. The white West is no longer in charge. The rest of the world is starting to assert their own national interests, which actually creates equity among nations. The DEI project is a suicide pact for the West. I think it is natural, normal, and right for any nation to assert its own national interests and stop obeying the bullying of the arrogant woke West. The West went woke, promoting LGBT rights as an international policy, and the rest of the world thinks we are the most evil, disgusting, shameful, and troublemaking power on earth. America is Satan with all the Sodom and Gomorrah official policies of the West. I do not know how we can ever shake the image. Years ago, before transmania really kicked off, the anthropologist Camille Paglia, a feminist lesbian college professor in Philadelphia, said that transgenderism is the hallmark of a society, culture, and empire in decline and an indicator of imminent fall. The world is learning to say no to our woke homosexual pedophile dictatorship. Now the American people need to learn to say no to them. The rest of the world is rejecting Zionist leadership. It is time that we do also. So there's another thing that just occurred last week that probably escaped most people's notice. Now Iran has a missile that can strike anywhere in Israel. It can go 2,000 kilometers. So now Iran, all they need is a nuke to put on it, and they can wipe Israel off the map, as they have promised that they will do. Okay.
So I would like to say something again that's not geopolitically
sure.
Brilliant, but it would be very interesting if Russia were simply to level the playing field by bringing in half a dozen tactical nukes and turning them over to the Iranians under Russian supervision. Here you go. That's
yeah.
it. That yeah. levels the field right now. Right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if Russia just says a nuclear attack on Iran will be a nuclear attack on Russia.
Right.
Then, boom.
We're not going to get out of this. We're going to see war. No question in my mind. None.
Oh, yes, we are. There was something that I said a couple weeks ago, sometime in the near past. I was talking about this YouTube video called The 11th Order, I think. No, it was called, The 11th Order. And it's about these two Marines that died in Iraq and got the Navy Cross. Now, I do not want to deprecate these two Marines because they had no input in this movie. But the little thing that still tells their story, which is a poignant story, is a story of two American heroes, but it is so gay. It is so gay that it is hard to watch. So I watched that, and I was talking to my son, who was in the Army from 2011 to 2019, okay? And I said, well, you know, when I was in the Army, you would actually get a dishonorable discharge for talking like that or acting like that, okay, like I saw in this show. And he informed me that as of 2011, when people joke around in the Army, they're just joking around about gay stuff. It's all gay jokes. He even said in college in ROTC, he went to 2 years of ROTC, he said that's all they did, is they just talked about gay stuff and joked about gay stuff all the time. I mean, it's like, I don't know what I would have done if that was going on when I went in. I think I would have
So they were they
left.
Putting the gays in their place, or were they actually just...
No, they're acting like they're gay.
Like it's cool. And laughing.
No. They're acting like they're gay. They even have contests in the barracks. They get a big dildo.
So they
dildo
were mocking it. Okay. All right.
No, they get a big dildo, put it on the wall, and then they have a contest to see who can deep throat that dildo. That's what Army guys do for entertainment now.
Oh, no.
Okay? In the barracks. They're acting like they're gay. Okay?
You know, this whole pride thing is a...
Yeah.
It's a month long. It's all of June, and we're not even at June yet. We're going to be hit with so much woke crap during June. You all better put your seatbelts on. It's really going to be ugly. This is serious. A month.
Well, yeah, a whole month for Pride Month, and then we have 1 day for dead soldiers today.
That's right.
We have one day for soldiers who are in now, Armed Forces Day, which is not a federal holiday. It's just something we designate. And then 1 day for veterans on November 11th. So 1 day for the people in, 1 day for the people that died, and 1 day for the people who served, but a whole month for homosexuals and lesbians and trannies and other weird people like that, okay? And listen, I will not apologize for saying this because it is homosexuality is I don't know, read chapter 1 in the book of Romans in the Bible. They tell you about all the sexual sin. How can this be acceptable if this is what morality is about? There is such a thing as sexual morality, whether we like it or not. And there's consequences to sexual immorality. Monkeypox, AIDS, go on and on and on. I can't even begin to tell you all the diseases that these people transmit between each other. Okay? It is not healthy. It is not good. It is bad for you. Okay? Period. And stuff. So it's like, I even saw a thing today where last year this preacher, he was a homosexual, okay, and he found God, okay, so he stopped being a homosexual. He got cured. And then he went to Arkansas. He was on a street corner during a pride thing, and he was talking about, you know, this is sinful and you got to quit doing it and everything. And then he left, and this year he came back to go to the pride thing so he could preach again, and the police arrested him for what he did last year. And this is in Arkansas with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the conservative. He's arrested there for that.
What the hell is she? She must know about this. What the hell is she doing?
Yeah, she's got to know about it. That's what I keep saying. Republicans are part of the satanic system, just like Democrats are. You know, if you put faith in any of this stuff, you're going to be disappointed. Okay. You're just going to be disappointed. The best thing we have to do now is if we boycott them, they will lose money. Then they don't have money to give to our congressmen and our Supreme Court justices and our executive branch. They don't have money to give to them, so they lose power. Money is power. And by losing power, by losing money, they lose power. Take this from Vladimir Putin. What is Vladimir Putin doing to us? He is doing exactly that. He's cutting off all the money to America. He is orchestrating the fall of the dollar, okay? Because if you take away America's money, you take away their power, okay? So that is a formal war strategy of Russia, is to wreck our finances so that we don't have the money, we don't have the power. We can do that to here at home by boycotting all this stuff. Just shut them down. Look, they're going to come in. They're going to shut you down. They're going to come, and they're going to rule your life, and they're going to tell you what to think, what to believe, and everything else. Okay? They're going to do it. So we have an opportunity, a short window of opportunity to boycott everything. Just research on the computer, find out who's woke and who's not, and support. I know on Gab they have a program. I think it's called, I forget what it's called, but they're trying to have markets that are just marketing conservative marketers and stuff. You know, don't let me say conservative. Let me just say this. Either they're woke or they're not woke. If they're woke, we need to not give them a dime.
Now. Mitch, I think you're correct.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I think that's where we are now. We also should mention that all of you out there listening all around the world are very much valued and appreciated and respected. We're glad you're here. And by all means, spread the message that you take away from these programs to the best of your ability. That we can do.
Yep. I have even been contacted by a person in Morocco and a person in Japan that listens to your show.
Very good.
So it is international.
Yeah. And we have a lot of good people all over the world. Who know?
Yep.
Who know what's going on? Yep. All right, so the red line has been crossed. I guess the age-old question, it's a refrain now, how many red lines do we cross before Medvedev or Putin says, that's it? They would, I'm sure, agree on it. But,
well, let me tell you this. Okay, so it finally kind of stopped raining. This ground is getting hard. So Ukraine has been pressured into making their attack on Zaporizhia in the second week of June. Okay, they're going to go in the second week of June. Russia is ready to go anytime. It's just that what Russia would like to do is they would like the counteroffensive to come because you understand they set up Bakhmut as a kill box, just as a kill box. They left the roads open so they could bring more troops in and stuff like that because they were just killing them. Russia wants them to make this attack in Zaporizhia, and at first you'll see that they'll go maybe 30 to 50 kilometers south, and Ukraine will hail this as a great victory. But keep in mind, Russia has built its defense lines like 50, 60 kilometers south of the line in Zaporizhia. Okay, they are setting up a kill box. So when the Ukrainians make their counteroffensive, they're going to let them come on and they're going to wipe them out. Okay,
you know,
because remember, people,
it's a Zionist purge of Goyim. That's why they keep sending these young Christian boys in to die and women.
Yeah, he's already said he's going to import people from all over the third world into Ukraine and make it the most multinational and diverse country on earth.
That's right. So
this is their project.
No question.
Yep. So when Russia finally goes, it'll be kind of quick. What they want to do is they want to be sure to cut off the Polish border and the Romanian border to not allow those NATO troops to enter Ukraine, Western Ukraine. They will not allow us to have Western Ukraine. Well, they'll take all of Ukraine. Then maybe they'll set up a separate Ukrainian state because in Western Ukraine, there are actually ethnic Ukrainians. Okay. So, and they won't mind them having their own country over there. If it's a neutral country with no U.S. bases. See, Biden wants this frozen conflict because he wants to put U.S. bases and stuff in military bases in Ukraine for the next 100 years. Okay.
Right.
He want, you know, over here, the woke want constant war because war is the only thing that can give them the power to control America. Let me tell you, this war in Ukraine, this war with China or with Iran, with North Korea, with Mexico, all these things that they keep talking about, all these crises and fears, they're doing this so that they can have control here at home, because in wartime, you can impose things on people that you cannot impose on them in peacetime. The last thing that the woke want is peace. They do not want peace. They do not want love. They want war and hate. I mean, just look at the woke. What do they hate? Well, they hate Christians. They hate white people. They hate morality. Also, they hate everything.
Hate is being now weaponized, and it's being particularly used in the black community to teach white hatred. They hate whites. And it's not all of them, of course, but a lot of the young
it is not
outside the ghetto or the hood. They're easy pickings for this kind of mental destruction, which is what
I mean. To be fair, there's a black director named Antoine Fuqua. And he makes great action movies, and they're not politically correct. They're not woke action movies. They're just entertaining action movies. Okay? When you watch Denzel Washington, he's just acting. He's not trying to put some woke message out there. Okay? So I'm not ragging on black people. I'm ragging on the woke. It is the woke that are the problem. The blacks are just the running dogs. Okay? That's all.
Well,
they're being taken advantage of.
Look at all the pride crap we're seeing already. There was a parade.
Yeah.
Parades already. June doesn't start till Thursday. Just wait.
It's scary.
Every day, nonstop. Sickening.
Maybe we'll all get just collectively sick and tired of it. I don't know. I hope. I could only hope.
We've got the numbers. We've shown. Target loses $10 billion in 10 days. That's the number I have. So that's a pretty big stick that's out there that the people still have to use. The dollar, their purchasing power. That's all they have left. All right, my friend. Thank you. We will see. You be careful. Take care, huh?
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Mitch. Mitchell Henderson. All right. That's it. Monday, we're off and running. Back with you tomorrow in 21 hours. Hold on. It's tough out there. Back tomorrow.